Altoona, Wisconsin recently welcomed some unique visitors to the city. Thanks to an international exchange program, 5 German police officers recently came to the Chippewa Valley and are currently embedding with Altoona's police department.
The idea behind the program is to expose visiting officers to other perspectives on policing and criminal justice, but there's also plenty that a host city can learn from them, too.
Edward Bell is an Altoona police officer and was responsible for getting the city involved with the exchange. Officer Bell, thanks a lot for coming on the show today.
Hi, thanks a lot for having me.
Well, first off, can you tell us how this idea for this exchange, how did it get off the ground?
Well, I moved to the U.S. 7 years ago myself from Germany and began working here as a police officer in several agencies in the area. You know, growing up for 20 years in Germany, I saw that essentially law enforcement there deals with the same problems we have here. And there's very, very different approaches to deal with that. And I figured it would be a great opportunity for, you know, us to get together and examine that and look at that and see, you know, that there's different approaches to do that. And, you know, some people do, some of them may do that less or more effective. And, you know, the platform's there to do that.
Can you give us an example of one of those things you noticed from the approach in Germany where you thought, wow, that really is different the way they handle it?
One of the big things I noticed is when it comes to impaired driving, which is obviously a huge issue in our state as well, that there's much larger, groups of officers that work on that organize in teams to combat that in form of, you know, doing traffic stop saturation in areas. And, of course, the legal process is a bit different when it comes to search warrants for blood. But, you know, it's interesting to see how different the level of training is in that compared to how we structure that here.
So when this idea for this exchange between Altoona and some officers from Germany came up, what did people think? Were people on board?
I'm very amazed at how much support I've received through all of this. I know it started with our administration. I know that my chief, my lieutenant were immediately on board with this. They were, you know, very excited at the idea, and essentially everybody I talked to in the surrounding agencies here in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties and the participating agencies, I did not run into a single person that thought they didn't want to be part of this, and that goes as far as the civilians here that have met the officers so far in the community that are all been very welcoming and very interested in the program.
And so when these 5 officers first came to Altoona, what did you do? What were those first moments and hours like?
The first day when they arrived here, they were picked up at the airport by their host families, which are all officers here in the area. They got to, you know each other, and the next day we had a little welcoming event where they could introduce themselves, and we just went over, you know, the program for the following 2 weeks. It seemed like everybody on both sides was very excited about that.
And tell us a little bit about what kinds of stuff the German officers are getting to do as they embed with you guys in Altoona, you gals and guys and gals, I should say, in Altoona.
Right. The key point of the program is ride-alongs. They were participating in ride-alongs with 7 law enforcement agencies in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties. There's been tours. I know we wanted to show the correctional process and the judicial process outside of law enforcement, how law enforcement work is handled from that point on here. So we did a tour at the Stanley Correctional Institution. We've gone through the Eau Claire County Jail. But, you know, we've got to see a little more specialized units. I know yesterday we saw a demonstration from the Eau Claire County Regional SWAT team. So we're just trying to show off as many aspects of this, of our law enforcement culture as we possibly can.
And what kinds of things did you hear back? Because I imagine there's a lot of conversations going on while this exchange is happening, and probably on their side saying, whoa, you do it like that? And you saying, yeah, how come you do it like this? So what kind of conversations and things have come up for you?
That's pretty much the one conversation that's been going on these last 2 weeks is, oh, you do it this way, we do it this way. I know, if, for example, yesterday was a very good point about that, because in Eau Claire County, the SEK SWAT teams, they have 1 SWAT team per state, whereas our law enforcement is organized and managed on a local level. So there's a very big organizational difference that brings its, you know, pros and cons on both sides with it. But when it comes down to simple patrol work, I've noticed that we seem to be a lot more on the road here versus it's more of a cultural aspect. If an officer goes into a restaurant here in the United States, it seems like, you know, more often than not, the restaurant owners appreciate us being there and they feel safe while we're there, whereas in Germany it seems like sometimes they might say, well, that person's being paid and they're eating right now, you know. So it's a very big, the cultural perception of law enforcement is very different on both sides.
Edward Bell is with us right now. He's an Altoona police officer joining us to talk about an exchange program that city is taking part in, which recently brought police officers from Germany to the Chippewa Valley. And Officer Bell, I want to ask a little more about that idea about cultural attitudes toward police, because right now in this country, we are in the midst of a fraught moment in relations between police and sometimes the communities they serve. And this has been difficult on both sides. Is that something that the officers in Germany can relate to and have any thoughts about?
Very much so. I feel like the law enforcement culture in both sides has had that difficult moment for different reasons. I know in the German police officers have told me there's been a lot of conflict and tensions through the immigration that has happened there from Syria and from other countries in the Middle East. That's created its own entire set of issues on the political level and on the law enforcement level. Basically, what it comes down to is, you know, both sides are trying to keep communications open and to keep, you know, resolving those issues and to bettering the relations that we have with our communities. I know one of the things the German officers thought was a very interesting idea that they would love to implement is our concept of the national night out events that happen throughout the state and nation. They were all able to participate in the national night out event in Eau Claire, and there was a very positive feedback from them to see how many people come out and you know, try to speak with us and to interact with us there.
And tell us a little bit, for folks who may not know, about what the night out concept is. Can you describe it for us?
Yeah, the National Night Out event is a national concept. On the beginning of August, there's a night where local law enforcement sets up in their communities. You know, there's patrol car displays. There's I know we had a dunk tank where officers sat there and kids could throw balls at them. And it's a really fun way to, you know, to have people close to us to show what we work with, how we do it, to talk to them if there's concerns in the community. That's a great time to, you know, approach us in an informal setting and talk about those things. And I think it's a great event. I know the community loves it. There's hundreds of people there that visit every year, and that's one of those things that those types of event don't really exist over there, because law enforcement is organized on a state level rather than a local level. So it's a little harder for departments to personalize towards their individual communities.
And so the officers with Germany sounds like really taken with these night out for police officers in the community. Is there anything from the Altoona end that you've looked at or had these conversations and said, you know what, that's something we could do to better relations with the community?
Well, I think that the way, especially when it comes to the organizational aspects, I feel like because everything is organized on a larger scale over there, sometimes it's easier to react to larger events. For example, when there are tensions or there have been riots related to soccer games, to political events, the law enforcement over there just seems to be more versed with that. It seems to be more easily deployable to those areas in larger numbers to keep the community safe there, whereas we haven't had as many issues with that directly here in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties, but I feel like that's something we can definitely learn from and, you know, to improve our communications on our end.
And Officer Bell, as we wrap up, you've had officers from Germany in Altoona, Wisconsin, in the Chippewa Valley. Is the next step to send officers from Altoona to Germany?
It is. The STAR International Police Exchange organization that we're working with actually has four member countries beside the U.S. and Germany. There's also Spain and Switzerland. And in the following years, we are planning on making this an annual event, an annual exchange, and we'd like to grow with that a bit and include some more agencies in the area. And I have been approached by some agencies that are interested as well. But on top of that, I would also like to facilitate that exchange to include officers from our areas to travel to Germany, Spain, and Switzerland to essentially bring those same experiences home here.
Officer Bell, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Officer Bell is an Altoona police officer who joined us to talk about an exchange program that Altoona is taking part in, which recently brought police officers from Germany to the Chippewa Valley.
Coming up after the news, there are a lot of ways to define what it means to be American. We'll hear what Americans had to say in a recent survey. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.